Welcome back to the Jim Harrison Program. Shane Woodford filling in for Jim while he sits on a beach in Mexico. Our next guest is in studio with me. She is Addie DeCandle. You're a community animator with Farm to School BC, also with the Food Policy Council. I have to ask you right away, when I saw community animator, I just had a mental image of somebody sitting in a park and turning the entire city into cartoon pictures. So what's a community animator?
Well, it's my favorite job title ever. So it's basically my job with Farm to School is to bring community groups together.
Yeah.
That they might be working on similar projects, but if we can all kind of come under the same umbrella to bring everybody to the table, get people talking, get local food into schools. I mean, kids are always something that we can get everybody behind.
So, yeah.
You know, kind of targeting local food in children is a real priority.
Okay. Are you working with the Kamloops-Thompson School District on something locally?
I am.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
what are you doing there?
One of our stakeholders.
Yeah. What are you guys doing there?
They have been helping us do a lot of programming. So we have 8 schools in our district that have got funding from Farm to School BC. So they've been growing microgreens. They've been putting in school gardens. They've been buying local meat and butchering the meat, learning all where all the pieces come from on the animal. Really hands-on learning, a really big focus of the curriculum right now.
So wow.
It's been really cool. The kids are learning a lot about how to grow and preserve their own food.
Wow, that's really cool. They didn't have that when I was in school, I can tell you that right now.
You should come along.
Yeah, invite me over. I will love to go and dive into that.
Awesome.
It's fantastic. Now, food waste is a big thing. I know because my wife is passionate about that kind of stuff, and she gets... this is a funny story, but my mother, her mother-in-law, my mom, we call it the refrigerator of death because food just goes into her refrigerator and literally dies.
Yeah.
And my wife legitimately has nightmares. Like, it bothers her so deeply, it actually keeps her up at night. So food waste, first off, how big a problem is that?
It's a really big problem. About 30% of food waste grown around the world is wasted, but specifically in Canada, 47% of food waste occurs at home, and $31 billion of food wasted annually.
Wow.
So it's a lot of food. So it's, you're wasting your money, you're wasting resources to drive to the food store, bring it home, you're wasting water that took to grow that food. So there's a lot of things that, you know, by not eating that orange on time, you've wasted all of the time, resources, water to get all to that orange to your table, and to have it just rot is a really sad and avoidable thing. So,
yeah. Do you think people are cognizant of that? Sort of, you know, the regular Joe. I mean, my wife's sort of a special case. She's passionate about it. But do you think that people just, you know, going about their lives, you know, dropping little Johnny off at the pool for his swim lessons and taking their daughter to dance lessons, whatever, and they're just doing their thing. Do you think they're cognizant of, like, oh my God, I got to really make sure I'm not throwing the food away?
I don't think so. I think it's hard to realize how much money you're wasting. I mean, that's what we started realizing, that I would plan all of our meals for the week, and that was the only way that we would make sure that things didn't go to waste. And I mean, you have to get creative sometimes. Sometimes you bought too much of that weird ingredient that, you know, you have to figure out what to do with it. How are you going to cook it? How can you maybe freeze it, maybe can it? How can you preserve it if you're not going to be able to eat it right away?
Like kale. I just like to throw kale away.
Yeah, kale is, you can hide it in a lot of things. It's nice.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I'm sure your wife does.
Now, you're highlighting food waste up at TRU in an event. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we are. So the TRU Sustainability Office sponsors the Films for Change series. So they have one documentary every single month, excluding a couple of months outside the school year.
Yeah.
So the Kamloops Food Policy Council is hosting this event. So we have a movie that we're playing, the documentary Just Eat It, which is a really beautiful documentary, really nice cinematography, really good messaging, you know, and an uplifting tale too. A lot of the documentaries these days are just so downtrodden, and you just leave it feeling so depressed and sad. But this one is all about a couple in Vancouver, actually, who survive on food waste for 1 year. So they go dumpster diving, they buy, you know, food destined from the garbage at food stores. There's a lot of different aspects where places where they get food from. And so before that, we wanted to highlight the groups in town that deal with food waste. So we have groups like Farm to School, the Gleaning Abundance Project that picks fruit from trees in Vancouver, in Kamloops. We have community kitchens, we have Jump, we have Farm to Chef. So there's lots of groups in town, so you're going to learn a lot, not just about food waste in general in Canada, but what we're doing here in Kamloops. And if you want to get involved, you'll know a lot more about the groups that are dealing with it here.
Very cool. And as I understand it, too, there's going to be some chefs there that are actually going to take food waste and make some stuff with it. Is that the deal?
Kind of.
Kind of, okay.
Farm to Chef is sponsoring each of these groups to get some food together that otherwise would have gone to the compost bin.
Okay.
So there, a bunch of groups are going to the food bank and getting some food that was going to go to the pigs, and they're going to make some nice treats because the event is from 6 to 6:45 is the community groups.
Yeah.
So there's going to be all these little snacks, and we're going to see that this food is perfectly fine. It just had to be prepared today.
Sure.
So we're going to eat some really good snacks, and then the movie will start at 7 o'clock.
Wow. Well, I'm still obsessing over going to the pigs part of that. What are some of the things that people can do, you know, in the course of their day, making the meals, doing, packing the lunch for the kid? What, you know, what can they do to kind of cut down on their food waste and kind of tackle the issue a little bit?
Well, I find meal planning is something that works really well in our house. Figuring out what are you going to cook this week? Because, I mean, sometimes you go to the food store or the farmer's market and I get really excited and buy three different things that I don't know what to do with necessarily. And maybe I don't have enough time that week and I don't get to preserving it. But I go online and look up like basil, you know, if that's going to go bad, it gets moldy really fast in the fridge, how you can freeze it, how you can dry it. There's a lot of different ways you can quickly preserve food, but I mean, you do need to be aware of what's happening in your fridge, or on your counters, wherever you're storing your food, what's about to go bad. Because once it's past that point of no return, then there's no bringing it back often.
Right.
Even with lettuce and stuff, we've been finding at the community kitchens, is that you can take a head of lettuce, you cut the bottom off, and you can rinse it in warm water to open up the pores. Then you rinse it in cold water, and it seals the pores. And it totally refreshes it. But you have to do that warm water step first open up those pores and refresh that head of lettuce.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How come you're so passionate about this? What's motivating you?
Food is something that, I mean, I'm an environmentalist, as you can probably kind of guess. But I find food is a really good way to talk to people about environmental issues. So water, soil, air, it all comes down to food. It's something that it's the only consumer product that literally becomes the cells in your body. So we can get people excited about it. We can get people talking about it. They eat it three times a day. And there's a lot of decisions that go into each of your meals. Where did that food come from? How was it grown? Who produced it? Do I know the people that produced it? So I'm also heavily involved in the farmers market. The Kamloops Food Policy Council, we meet every single month with all the groups in town, Farm to School BC. There's a lot of really cool projects that are happening in Kamloops, and we grow a lot of food here. So
yeah,
talking to people about that food, figuring out how to preserve it, it's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Hey, I noticed on here you also do some work for Garden Gate as well.
I used to, yeah.
You used to, yeah. Do you mind talking about that program a little bit? I really like that program.
So. Yeah, Garden Gate is amazing. So when I first moved to Kamloops 4 years ago, I started volunteering there, and that kind of opened my eyes into the uniqueness of Kamloops. The Kamloops Food Policy Council actually started it 20 years ago. So what Garden Gate does, it's a 2.8 organic farm in town, just on South Hill Drive. And they work with people with mental health issues.
Yes.
So you can sign up for, there's actually a wait list on their volunteer list right now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really great. So they grow a lot of organic food, and that's kind of the medium that they help treat these people, their clients, with mental health issues is through food, the therapy.
Well, that's great. I know because I used to live in Kamloops 5 years ago, and I used to work with Radio Now before I came back to take this job. And my wife volunteered with Garden Gate. She had a really powerful experience there, and it really, she just thought that program was really, really great. And I know what kind of an impact it had on her, and when we came back, was one of the things that she talked about, you know, possibly getting your fingers dirty again and going out and doing some more volunteer work there. So it's good to hear that program's going well, because it sounded like a fantastic deal.
Yeah,
so.
It's going really well. They grow over 25,000 pounds of food every single year there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just under 3 acres. So
It's
a really high-producing therapeutic farm.
Okay, I'll run down the TRU information just so that we have, you know, the date and times and that kind of thing, if people are interested in going out and checking that out.
Yep, so it's on Wednesday, January 25th. So from 6 to 6:45, it's kind of an open panel session, and that's in the TRU clock tower in the rotunda area, is where the community groups are all going to be, from 6 to 6:45. And then the movie starts at 7 o'clock and it runs to about 8:30. And then right after the movie, we have a couple of people on a panel. So those people are experts from town, and they'll share their reflections from the movie and kind of talk and be open to questions from the audience.
Okay, sounds like a great event. Hopefully you'll have a packed room there and a lot of people take interest. Fantastic. Well, thank you for coming in and chatting with us about that. It was an interesting conversation. That's our guest, Addie DeCandle. She's with the Farm to School BC as well as the Food Policy Council.